From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky, but according to UN envoy Staffan Mistura, it is still holding.
The reduction of violence, and you will be having further reports we will get after we have verified today, is by and large, frankly, holding. In fact, has been substantial.
The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats, meanwhile, of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce while Syrian's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go, but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that the U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Journalists from Hong Kong said they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the crackdown on protesters in the village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Mingpao, a liberal Hong Kong newspaper, both reported their employees were assaulted and detained Wednesday night while attempting to interview villagers about the protest. Villagers were protesting the arrest of their leader last week on corruption charges. This is VOA News.